It's the first Tuesday of the month, Brad.
Okay.
And you couldn't ask for a more timely guest, by the way.
And we're glad you're here, Bruce.
Oh, I am so tired.
You should be. Quite frankly, I got to be honest with you. I really thought you were going to contact us and ask if we could do this interview at another day.
Nope, I wasn't going to do it. I'm going on with Brad and Gary this morning, no matter what.
What a trooper this guy is.
Unbelievable.
Have you been up all night?
Well, you know, I got home after midnight, and I probably got to bed around, maybe 1:30 or something like that.
Goodness.
But last night was crazy. We were doing cut-ins on Channel 3. I was doing Facebook Live, which is the modern way of doing things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a very busy night. You know, we had snow coming down at the rate of 2 inches an hour, and it really added up. You know, the jackpot was up in northern Connecticut. North Grantley got 18 inches of snow.
Wow. So is it fair to say that this storm even surprised a lot of meteorologists?
You know, we were going for, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 inches in southeastern Connecticut, but 6 to 12 plus in northern portions of the state. So there was one point in time where I was thinking, you know, we got to get the second band to come in to make those totals come to fruition. And I was doubting it for a while, but we stuck with it. And it sure came in like gangbusters last night. You know, when you start getting a huge lull like we had yesterday afternoon, it essentially went over to nothing. And then we're saying, okay, you know, this storm's got to really wind up off the coast in order to start bringing that snow back into the state. But if anything, we even though we were going on the higher side, we underestimated it in the long run.
I think a lot of people were surprised with the second, I guess, round two of the storm, because middle of the day yesterday, the snow tapered off and people were thinking to themselves, well, this wasn't so bad. I think they overestimated it yet again. Another black eye for the weathermen. But no, you stuck to your guns and people found out. Look at that. They were true to their word. It's exactly every bit of as serious as you originally predicted.
True, and then some, you know, because we were forecasting all along a long-duration storm, because keep in mind, this began Sunday afternoon. And then, you know, yesterday we had little bands of snow, and as you said, it kind of went away, and people are thinking, no, the storm is over. But we did say that it would vary in intensity. At times it's not going to do anything. At other times it's going to come down hard, and the worst part of the storm turned out to be the tail end. You know, what happened was we got this upper-level energy that just hit the coast and caused the storm to really blow up off the coast of the south and east of New England. And then it threw all this Atlantic moisture back over. So people, what they're shoveling off their driveway this morning is actually moisture that was siphoned off the Atlantic Ocean.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, and I'm looking. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we live in a powder keg for winter storms. When the right energy hits the coast, storms can really develop rapidly off the New England coast. All the ingredients come together, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, it's a term that we use. I don't like to use it on air too often, but we say bombogenesis.
Right.
You know, explosive development of a storm. That's exactly what happened last night.
I am looking at the forecast now for the next few days, and it's going to be around 40 degrees, and if not 50 degrees, the early portion of next week. I know that's like a week away, and a lot can happen between now and then. I, on a personal level, I don't even like to look at forecasts beyond 2 or 3 days. I think a week out is just, especially in Connecticut, it's very hard to predict. But so
I agree.
I would probably put you in a bind too, as a having to do a 7-day forecast where it's like, oh please, why do this to me here? But a lot of this snow, I'm thinking, may actually be gone by the weekend, or no? Or is it too much for it to melt that quickly?
Too much to melt that quickly. There's a lot of water content in that snow, which means that it's heavy. Sometimes you get a real light, fluffy snow.
Right. Like,
let's say 12 inches of powder. That's easy to remove. This stuff is very heavy. And when you get a lot of water content in a snow cover, it's harder to get rid of, especially when it starts to freeze up at night. I think what will happen is we'll see, you know, we're not going to see any really warm weather You know, highs are going to be in the 30s and low 40s between now and the end of the week, and it's going to turn colder again on Saturday. But on Sunday, it's going to go up into the 40s, and as you said, 50 or higher on Monday. And it's going to be hard to get rid of this snow cover. It certainly is going to settle back, but to completely get rid of it, it's going to take some time.
How about the driving and things like this that sometimes we just don't think about, but we could get into an accident?
Well, the driving is a nightmare. You know, I know my colleagues are Channel 3 are staying out to the lane this morning because of the very bad driving conditions. And it's not only the driving, but it's the shoveling. You know, I really want to caution people, have to take it easy removing this stuff, because there is a lot of water in that snow. It's heavy. There's that layer of, you know, sleet and freezing rain that came with the beginning of the storm that, you know, made it even heavier. And then it was sort of a wet snow last night. So I urge people to be cautious on the roadways, slow down, and also really take it easy shoveling this stuff. I'm so glad my plow guys came this morning. I don't have to shovel.
No, I've got to do some shoveling. It was getting out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and shoveling to be here on time. But I got to ask you, do you get a lot of people asking you if there will be a white Christmas or not? Or is that too, it's still 3 weeks away, right? So,
people are always wondering about a white Christmas. And you know, it certainly is not a guarantee. If we get too many days in the 50s, along with the warm rain, which we're expecting early next week, then you're going to see, the snow cover diminish quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas is still, what, 3 weeks from tomorrow?
Yeah, 3 weeks from tomorrow.
So it's not a guarantee. You know, for ski country and, you know, probably the hills of Connecticut, I think, it's pretty much a given that. And especially where areas to our north in northern Connecticut, where they have 18 inches of snow, that's going to be hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
But if you get a couple of storms where the temperature's in the 50s with rain, then it's goodbye snow cover. Hopefully that won't happen, because it's so nice to get a white Christmas, especially when it snows on Christmas Eve.
You know, as long as it's not a bad storm on Christmas Eve, because a lot, as you know, Bruce, a lot of people are traveling on Christmas Eve too.
Exactly.
You know, we love to have a white Christmas. It's just every day after that, let's go back to 70 degrees, you know?
True. Well, you know, the odds of getting a white Christmas in the greater Hartford area is less than 50%.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
You said 50%?
No, less than 50%.
Or less than 50%.
Yeah. More Christmases are green than white.
Wow.
In the Hartford area, anyway.
Yeah, now that you mention that, I'm thinking back, and it does appear that way. Hey, listen, we've got the winter solstice coming up, right? So it's the shortest day of the year. But what else does that mean?
Well, you know, it means, here's the thing that's kind of strange about the winter solstice. Yes, it's the day with the least amount of daylight, but we're actually hitting rock bottom right now in the afternoon. Sunset in early December bottoms out at 4:19 in the afternoon, which a lot of us don't like that.
No.
But by the time the winter solstice arrives, we're starting to gain daylight in the afternoon, but we're still losing it in the morning, and we don't hit rock bottom in the morning until the first or second week of January. But when you average it all out, the least amount of daylight is on the winter solstice. Now, after the winter solstice, we start slowly gaining daylight. I think we gain about 40-something minutes, I believe, during the month of January, and then things really start to accelerate in terms of daylight gain in February and March. So a couple more weeks from now, and we'll hit rock bottom, and after that, we'll start gaining daylight, which everybody loves to hear that.
Yeah. It's less depressing, right?
Yes.
Now, if you're forecasting a winter, I noticed, I don't know if you've done it yet this year, but I've seen you do this a few times on Channel 3, where you'll look at a season, let's just say winter, because we're in winter right now, or technically we're not. I think we're in meteorological winter, right? But we're not technically
in. Yeah, it began on the 1st.
Right, on December 1st. But there's a difference between meteorological winter and the winter season, which begins on December 21st, at least the first full day beginning on the 21st.
Right.
And I've seen you predict like a whole like a whole season. Have you done this yet on Channel 3 for the winter?
Well, we showed what NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is going for. I try to shy away from long-range forecasting because, as you said, 3 to 7 days is enough.
Yeah, I don't even know how you do that, really.
And I've seen so many long-range forecasts go wrong. It's a very hard thing to do. If you think about, a storm, let's say, you're trying to forecast what's going to go on in January. Mm-hmm. If you think about a storm let's say there's a difference in 50 miles in the storm track. There's no way of knowing that, a month in advance. And 50 miles can mean the difference between no snow and 12 inches of snow. So it's really hard to predict a seasonal a forecast. I will say this, when you get the snow cover this early, of course, Windsor Locks is where we keep the official records.
Right.
They got 13 inches out of the storm.
Wow.
And the normal season... Well, now the new normal is 40, but I claim that, it's 4 feet as we normally get during an average snow season. We're off to a good start.
Yeah, I was going to say, based on this one already, yeah. So is it fair to say then, and we can expect a more severe winter, especially in comparison to the last maybe a year or so?
I do think so, because we have a long way to go. We have to keep in mind it's early December, and we still have all of December, January, February, and March. And we've also seen there's some pretty big storms in April.
Yeah.
So the snow season, we still got, a good 4 months to go before it's all over, and we're off to a great start. So, I wouldn't be surprised if we end up with over 4 feet before all is said and done.
Ooh.
And the other thing, too, is snow creates its own cold air. When you get a snow cover like this, your daytime highs are lower and your nighttime lows are lower, especially if you get clear skies and light winds. That temperature can drop like a rock. So as long as you maintain an early snow cover, you have to shade your temperatures downward.
Go ahead.
The official forecast from NOAA, however, is it's kind of 50-50 as to whether we'll have more snow, less snow, or normal snowfall, but they are, believe it or not, forecasting a high probability of a warmer than normal winter overall.
Really? Wow,
yeah, but
that's surprising.
Like I say, when you get that early snow cover, that can change the ball game entirely.
Bruce DePriest. Bruce, I got a couple things I just want to ask you. First of all, it is just spectacular what you have done over the years as a weatherman. For example, when you get a storm like we had last night, how much longer is it for you, for example, when you come to the station, and then you continue, how long is it actually time-wise for you?
Oh, how many hours is he in the studio? Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, there's been times when we're there, I remember the storm in October of 2011. I was there about 16 hours.
And, oof.
Sometimes it could be going on a full day.
Wow.
Where we're actually, when a storm is really bad, we'll go on at 4 o'clock in the morning and not get off until 6:30. That's exhausting.
Oh, my goodness, of course.
We try to keep the viewers informed, and sometimes when we get a blizzard, we're going to stay on nonstop for sure. And, some people say, get off. I want to watch a TV program. But other people say, no, we love this. They love to see. There's a demand for it. But it's exhausting. Sometimes it could be a full day, not on here all the time. But, the other scenario, too, is when we get tornado warnings, so we can be on for 2, 3, or 4 hours at a time. It's exhausting, especially, when you get a guy who's in his 60s.
Well, you know what? You can always delegate some responsibility to Mark Dixon or.
He's great. When I'm starting to run out of gas, he's still going full speed.
Hey, listen, Bruce, we're running out of time, but let me tell you, next month, I'd like to do this. I'd like to go into Like differentiating what a normal winter storm is in comparison to a nor'easter or a blizzard. I know the blizzard has to be, the winds have to be at a certain temperature, a certain gust or higher, with a combination of cold air. Let's go into next month, go into nor'easters and to blizzards and to what a typical New England winter storm is. We'll try to differentiate them. Can we do that?
Absolutely. You know what? Not only is it next month, it's next year.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It is.
Next year.
It would be next year.
Next year, yeah.
Well, Bruce.
That's hard to believe, but I would be more than happy to do that.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
I think it'd be timely as well. A great way to start the new month.
I love having you on the program. I mean, you really, it's terrific.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's a lot of fun. No, thank you very much for having me.
No, we appreciate that. We really do. We know you're, especially after, you know, the storm of the last 2 days. I would not have been upset nor shocked if you needed to postpone this for a day or two. But look at you getting in at 1 o'clock or 1:30 in the morning, and you're still on with us. Oh my goodness, God bless you, brother.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope everybody just stays safe in this storm.
That's right.
Take it slow and watch out for that shoveling. And
yes.
I still see snow falling outside my window right now.
It's supposed to stop around 9, I think, right? 9 o'clock? Was it supposed to start?
Yeah.
Stop? Yeah.
It's got to stop.
Yes. Please, let it. Hey, have a great month. Enjoy your Christmas as well. We'll talk to you next month.
Happy holidays.
Yes, right back at you.